This is JIS News. Coming up, NSWMA to deploy environmental wardens for the holiday season. 39 post offices to offer bill payment services, and farmers urged to diversify production. Details after the break. Stay with us.
A memorial service for late former President of the Republic of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, will be held Thursday, December 12 at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel. The service is being organized by the Government of Jamaica in collaboration with the South African High Commission. That's a memorial service for Nelson Mandela this Thursday, December 12 at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel at 2 p.m. All persons must be seated by 1:30 p.m. Please note that this service was originally scheduled for Wednesday, December 11.
Now the news. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA, is to deploy 34 community environmental wardens to assist in keeping major urban areas clean during the holiday period. The move forms part of the agency's occupational and communication plan for the upcoming holiday season. Executive Director of the NSWMA, Jennifer Edwards, says Parish Council municipal officers have also received training about the provisions of the NSWMA Act.
This sensitization effort will continue for the rest of the year and will indeed become an integral part of the public education program for 2014.
Ms. Edwards was speaking at a press conference Tuesday. She says the wardens and municipal officers would work in tandem with enforcement and compliance officers as well as the police to help keep communities clean. The Postal Corporation and Grace Kennedy Money Service have signed an agreement that will see post offices across the island offering bill payment services through Bill Express. The service will initially be offered at 39 post offices, with plans to expand to over 75 post offices island-wide. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the partnership will improve efficiency and build a more positive customer service experience.
Thanks to this partnership with Bill Express, you can pay all your bills in your community at your local post office. This is where our institutions like the post office have a role to play.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at a ceremony to announce the beginning of the partnership in Kingston Tuesday. He says the initiative is in line with the government's efforts to foster greater use of technology and improved customer service. Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford says farmers should look to diversify production in order to satisfy various markets. Minister Crawford says farmers should not concentrate solely on traditional crops, as the tourism sector has been importing items that can be produced locally. He says strawberry and mint are two such crops in high demand in the tourism industry. Minister Crawford was speaking at the St. Andrew Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA Open Day recently. The Open Day was held to showcase the work of farm groups and individual farmers in the parish, as well as the products of supporting sponsors. And the Climate Change Adaptation and Disaster Risk Reduction Project, geared towards strengthening Jamaica's ability to withstand natural disasters, has been completed. The €4.5 million project was funded by the European Union, the United Nations Environment Programme and the government. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says through the project, hundreds of residents living in vulnerable communities received training.
We now need to go further using our policies, programs and projects under the climate change portfolio as a springboard to cement our actions and make them more cohesive and cross-cutting. I again commend all the partners and stakeholders whose tireless efforts have helped to increase Jamaica's resilience to climate change and disasters to keep working together. Indeed, I am heartened by what you have been able to achieve.
Mr. Pickersgill was speaking at the project's closure and awards ceremony Tuesday. The project, which lasted 3 years, saw the installation of artificial reefs in several protected areas, the development and management plans for two marine protected areas in Montego Bay and Negril, and the implementation of a public education program on climate change. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.